Joined now by Jason Lock and Fora, CBS Sports NFL Insider. And Jay Locks, what have you been hearing at the Combine? Any talk? Because obviously one of the big things about the Browns is, yes, they have all that money, and yes, they have all those draft picks, but two of the consensus top six, or let's say top eight players on this roster, Alex Mack, TJ Ward, both free agents. Neither has been signed. We have the tag deadline coming. We have the free agency deadline coming. Have you heard any movement at all on either of those fronts?
Not much. I mean, I think under the old regime, Ward was a slam dunk to get tagged. I'm not positive of that now. I think that's a little more nebulous. I mean, Alex Mack, they're going to have to pay big time to keep him, I think. I mean, he's a California guy. There's going to be some teams that look at him as the best of breed offensive lineman in this free agent class far and away. If the Browns come strong enough financially, money usually talks, but I think they're going to have to really come strong and show that. And look, they've spent a lot of money in the past to both acquire people and to get people to leave their building. So you would think the commitment to spending is still there. There is no cap issues whatsoever. I mean, they rolled over more money than they could possibly hope to spend. Now we'll see how they start moving forward. The thing is, as we know, you're going to have to overspend to get people to Cleveland right now. I mean, you don't have a core. I like Brian Hoyer a lot, but the presence of Brian Hoyer is not going to get people to be dying to play for the Cleveland Browns. And you struggled for a long time, and you've just changed coaches and regimes again. So, they're going to have to put their checkbooks out front and lure people there that way as they continue to rebuild this thing. And I don't think they'll go hog wild either. I think Ray Farmer wants to do this through the draft. He wants to do it for the long term.
As you look at the combine itself, different stories have kind of emerged as who might have helped or hurt himself there. Is there any single guy that you feel did the best to inflate his stock from that? I mean, is there one?
Brandon Cooks.
He's voting for Cooks. I'm voting for Jadeveon Clowney. Who are you voting for?
I one guy who most improved his stock.
Did the thing, verified what we knew about him, whatever.
Yeah, you know what? I think Clowney, I mean, you could talk about the other Joes if you want. A man of that size, running that speed, I think shuts a lot of people up. You can't be not in shape and run something like that. That's beyond freakish. And the fact that he's going back now to API to keep training, he's not going to hang out. He's going to Lattimore, who we know what he's coming back from, his former teammate at South Carolina. He's going back to API in Florida to train with him, to try to be even, better at his pro day. I think the people who continue to pick away at him, I think either have an agenda of one sort or another. But his athleticism and his ability, I believe, speaks for itself.
How much fun is it for you at this time of year to try to sift through all the BS that teams are trying to feed
fun?
To disguise their draft stuff?
I wouldn't call it fun, Angry Lobster. No, it is what it is. And honestly, right now for me, my focus is so much more on franchise tags and who's getting tagged by next Monday, guys still to get cut. We've got deals that are getting done, extensions to get done. I really don't hone in on the draft until after the league meetings and after that second wave of free agency, and then come April. Now, some teams have already had their pro days. A lot of them are still to come. Guys are making their individual visits. That's when I really kind of start to focus on the draft.